Welcome to Believing Together Daily Podcast, a ministry of the Kerwin Baptist Church in Kernersville, North Carolina. Our prayer is that through these daily devotions, we can believe together, even when we can't be together. Please join us for a brief devotion Monday through Friday as we strive to continue daily with one accord, as the first church did in Acts chapter 2. Now, here is our pastor, Daniel Hawtrey, with our devotion today.
Well, thank you for joining for Believing Together this morning. I wanted to read again out of the book of Isaiah, chapter 55. We were out of Isaiah chapter 1 yesterday. We're going to go all the way towards the end of the book in chapter 55. Verse 7 says, "Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." Isn't that interesting? Let's just kind of look at this verse briefly this morning and try to gain some good thoughts out of this. First, he says, "Let the wicked forsake his way." May I say that there are times in life where God can get your attention. God can change your path. God can make some things happen, even through his discipline of us as his children, that can make us stop and change directions fast. That can take place, but dear friend, may I say that is not a fun thing. That is not an enjoyable thing, and I believe all of us have experienced that. And what would be a better thing is what he is saying here at the very first, "Let the wicked forsake his way." In other words, instead of making God do that, why don't you and I forsake our way? Let's stop it before God has to do something about it. And very simply, one thing this morning, I would say this: you know if you're going the wrong way in your life. You know if you're heading the wrong direction. You know if your attitude's not right, your spirit's not right. And you know if the attitude's not right and the spirit's not right, pretty soon the actions aren't going to be right either. I've watched it for so many times. People get an attitude about something in church for long. Now their actions change. Now they're not in church. And there's always a justification. There's always a blaming this and a blaming that and all those things. But it really, let's just get right down to it. It starts with this wrong attitude, this wrong spirit. He says, "Let the wicked forsake his way." It's a way of life. It can literally become, influences every area of your life. And he says, "Let the wicked forsake his way," not just his one decision, but his way. And it means that literally you're heading the wrong direction. To forsake his way means to stop and admit it. Say, you know what? Whatever kind of reasoning I want to use and blame and everything else, the fact is my spirit's not right. My heart's not right. And I need to get it right. That's what God's talking about here. "Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts." And it means this, that I can't go on what I'm thinking. I can't go on what I'm feeling all the time. You know, we've got to go by the word of God, not now because we're going to be the martyr and we're going to be the victim and we're going to, all these things, it's just going to control our thinking. He says, "Let the wicked forsake his way, the unrighteous man his thoughts, let him return unto the Lord." Just come back. Just come back to where you know you need to be. And here's what's interesting. It says here that God never mentions where you were, what you did, how long you've been gone, how you let that happen in your life. No, it just says, "And he will have mercy upon him." Thank God for that. All he wants us to do is come back. And there's mercy waiting. And then it says this, "And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." The Lord shows mercy. God shows a pardon. That word pardon is forgiveness. It's forgiveness. It means that if I forsake my way and I forsake what I'm thinking and I return where I'm supposed to be, there will be mercy and there will be forgiveness. And mercy lets me come back. Forgiveness lets me stay back, lets me stay there because my sin is gone. And I don't know about you, but I am so thankful for that. So I want to encourage you today. All of us might have an area of our life. If we look, we could say, you know what? I'm heading the wrong way. Let the wicked forsake his way. I encourage you, stop whatever you're doing and get that taken care of today. Just say, "Lord, he's right. Lord, you had him do this today just for this reason. And God, I'm going to forsake my way. I've got to get away from this. I've got to stop this. And I've got to start heading a different direction." And God said, there's mercy. There's pardon waiting right there. and go on and serve God with your life. God bless you. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you tomorrow here on Believing Together.
We are thankful that you joined us for this podcast today. We encourage you to subscribe to the Believing Together Daily Podcast. And please feel free to contact us through our church website, kerwinbaptistchurch.com, if we could be of further assistance. May God richly bless you today.